All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Soul Table. I'm your host, as usual, RBD, your regular black dude. That's Evan Polk. I'm here with my man, Wes, y'all. Say something.
Yizzo.
The fact that he said Yizzo is even funny.
Appreciate you.
Uncle Mike, where you at?
Yo. What's up, nieces and nephews?
They only sound like Snoop. He's like, hey, nieces and nephews, what's going on?
Once upon a time in the LBC.
That's crazy, right? And we have our camera person, Miss Anaya. She's here with us today. She's also the visual faces. She's the face of this whole thing. This is how this shit works. So she's here with us today. How you doing, Anna? She good.
Look at her. That's what's up.
Over there sipping her water. Oh, man, how we feeling? You good?
Good, bro.
You good, Uncle Mike? What you got for us today?
I'm chilling, man. No. Moving as usual, happy how we should be.
My God.
Heavy? You said heavy?
Moving as usual, how we should be.
I thought you said heavy.
Heavy too, though. We could do heavy.
Heavy?
I'm fine with heavy.
Like plus heavy? Like that heavy? Or
like not Respucia.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
I need a laxative heavy or like, no, I'm good, though. I'm joking.
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm just happy to see you, man. It's my man, Wes. Like, my man definitely, he made the trip down here. He with us today.
Lord.
And he going to be with us for a little bit. And I like it. I like it. I like it. I like
good
it.
Good to be back home.
Full and Viv. Anyway, so we're going to get into it, make it nice and easy. We got a lot to cover. Nothing more spectacular than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie, he right now is stepping out the box. On his Twitch, his live stream not too long ago, he, you know, elaborated on the Kai tribe.
Right.
What's that? The one with the tassels?
Yeah.
Yeah, the moccasins.
The moccasins, yeah.
That's Jones. Mike, would you call them Jones?
Sacagaweas.
The Pocahontas ones?
Oh, those two, yeah.
You called them Sacagaweas?
It's Sacagaweas. All right.
The Revenants, the Dances with Wolves, yeah.
I said the beaded Jones, the Jones with the beads on the, you know, the Macho Man Jones. Remember he came there with the tassels?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rondell
yeah,
the Jones?
Yeah, yeah.
Them
that,
Jones,
yeah.
Like the, or the Stevie, what's the Jones? What's the joint? Did she dance? It's Stevie. What? She a singer? Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what they remind me of.
Dreamcatcher or something like whatever.
I fucks with them joints, but I mean yeah. Her as a person.
Oh,
she's
Stevie.
Cool.
Oh yeah, for sure.
How could you not? Right. She does spins.
She's
and
very
twirls.
Spirited.
All day.
You ever yeah. See people at a concert like they jump in the middle of the aisle, start doing spins as soon as mm-hmm. Like she starts singing the one song? I would go to one just to do that, and then I'm like, all right, y'all.
You out.
Get up out of here. Yeah, I did what I came to do.
I seen what I seen. Yeah, I'm good.
So the NBA All-Star decided that I'm going to come out with a skate shoe called the Antichi Skate Shoe. It's in China right now. It's selling for $70, I think. And at this point, like you can make sure you can get you a pair. How do you feel about, before we go into like the design and everything, how do you feel about Kyrie stepping out the box and going to the skate shoe?
Nah.
Isn't this all?
I'm good.
You good? Why are you good? That's the real question.
Bro, you don't skate.
All right.
He doesn't skate.
But you can use it as metaphorically.
Like.
Uh-huh. Yup, put people on
skates.
People
on skates. Yeah, but come on.
I ain't even think about
you
that.
You ain't think about that?
I ain't even think about
he did. That's crazy for us. Yeah. I seen you hit it. It's like this. He was like, you could just break it down
do,
that way.
But. Man, I'm not feeling it.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Cause like, I mean, ain't nobody calling him skateboard Kai.
Right.
Or maybe I don't think his kid skateboard or nothing like that. I mean, maybe I ain't old. You ain't too many niggas that skateboard. We got one that bike ride, and his name is Nigel. And he kind of ain't had no choice because his
True.
Name is Nigel.
True.
Like Nigel, you don't know no Nigels that do anything athletic,
Nigel.
Or crazy productive. They either cook,
nah.
They count something, they wore glasses.
A Nigel. Yeah.
Oh, and always a Nigel. But I fuck with that Nigel because he rides bikes.
Thing. Yeah, right.
I'm cool with him stepping out the box, you know, creating a different shoe. I'm at a confusion point for it because is he giving this to the skateboard community, or is he trying to get black people to skateboard more? That's just where I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it as a standpoint of, oh, he's just trying to make money. Because that ain't never been his mode of operation in the first place.
True.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have said what he said to leave Nike.
Well, when people found out Wayne skateboarded, a lot of the brothers did try to.
Niggas was not wearing truck fit.
No, they're not. That shit was trash. That shit was trash. But The skateboard Mike aspect.
Had a t-shirt. You had a truck fit t-shirt?
No, I didn't have a truck fit t-shirt.
You,
no.
You argue with your dad, I want a truck fit. Say, what? You won't fit a truck? No, get the fuck out of here.
He used to rock Supers too, right? Supers? Remember Supers?
Supers?
Oh, do yeah. I?
Everybody wore Supers. Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Wayne
anybody
was,
that messed with Diddy wore, Wayne was wore Supers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sh-
oh wow.
Why boom. You go there? Why first you go one. There?
All right.
If you had noticed, I have a tendency to take it too far, and I'm not scared to go.
I ain't mad at you, bro. If you like happened, it, I love
right.
it, my dog.
I'm gonna be all right. Right. But the Supers, like, they came out, they had the low Jones, or the mid Jones, they had the super high Jones. Fair. I forgot what they were called, though. I kind of knew that she wasn't going to make it. I remember I was going to buy a pair of my man Phil. Shout out to Phil. I love you, Phil. He going to be around soon. He stopped me from buying them. He was like, no, I'll get you some SBs.
Oh, yeah, stop for sure.
Yeah.
I was gonna get the red ones with the gold.
I think I know you're talking about. I remember all red pair.
Yep. I was gonna get a pair.
I remember those.
And I'm glad that he stopped me. That's true love. But at the end of the day, like I said, if Kyrie's idea is to get more black people to skateboard, I don't think this is gonna work out too well for a number of reasons. Just the shape of the shoe. Like bruh. It's too many motherfucking laces on that bruh. Shit. You seen them, Jones.
Just like Lambins. Mm. I'm good. Like, I'm good.
Like, why are you saying you good? But you can't just say you good. Like, you got to give me more why you say it's good. Like, you good on the design?
I'm good on all that shit. That, bro, them laces, it has so much going on. Like, where do you start?
But he wore them to the first game happy as shit. You seen him walking into the...
I seen
him
skipping and shit.
He did. He was skipping. He had a little bag with him. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to go play basketball. I was like, man, you ain't never been that happy to play basketball. I wished, what's his name? Damn it, he used to play for Philly. He light-skinned bull.
He used to play for Philly?
Oh, Mike.
No, light-skinned bull.
I was saying Michael Scott.
We traded him to the Nets. He who shall not be named.
How long ago are you talking about?
Just recently. Not too long ago. He refused Ben Simmons.
Oh, him?
Nah, I was hoping y'all get it without me having to say it.
I was thinking Michael Scott. I'm sorry.
Michael Scott. I used to live next door to him.
I know.
That was the coolest shit ever. Didn't even know.
Didn't work.
Drove a whole Nissan.
Yeah?
Yep. Not every basketball player has a Bentley. But they should.
That's true.
They should give you that. Like, as soon as you get into the league, here's your Bentley. Go right on here with your life.
And a chain.
And a chain. Definitely get a chain.
Definitely. You
but it
got
to be
chain.
A basketball with your number in it.
Oh, yeah, like for
Jesus
sure.
Shuttlesworth had. Right. You got to get one of them Jones. Like, go on here.
That's my favorite movie. Please don't.
What? I'm not going to fuck it up. Right, I'm just right. letting you know. I think the design movie. Of the shoe. But, why, yeah, nah, but yeah. It's a casual design. I like it. It's a low cut. It's a low key design. But I don't think, I don't think the laces, you got to stick with those laces. But them laces got to be long as fuck. It was so Bruh. Many holes. And now it was so many holes.
Like, listen.
I'm listening.
Them joints is trash. Like, straight up trash. Nothing else to it. Point blank, period. Trash.
Well,
I'm good.
Well, it seems like he hates him. Uncle Mike, where you at with the design of the shoe?
I mean, they're not for me. I'm just going to say
this. What does that mean?
I feel like they was dedicated towards a certain demographic of people. And just,
are he politically
no,
correct?
No, I think it was
it's for dedicated to it. I see a lot of Ricans wearing them. These are the equivalent. These are equivalent like off-brand Jordans. Like not
team
retro,
Jones?
Team
Jones.
Look, I'm sure on reservations and things like that, there are basketball teams.
What is it with the Indians with this man? Like, I just got a question.
Like,
what is it with the Native Americans with this man?
I don't know.
Is he Native American?
No idea. He might be.
No, because the only person
I don't know his
every black person claimed to have some.
They do. I got a little Indian.
I don't know his 23andMe. Like I don't know it.
My 23andMe is straight nigga. Like it's nothing.
100 like 100%
like African. Like boy, why even waste your money?
Damn,
they gave my shit back. Like nigga,
damn.
Come on, dog. I ain't even.
Come on, why you?
I'm
even,
all hoping to get a little Irish.
Right, yeah.
Little, like a 2%. You ain't really going to get Jamaican 2% like you know, like Irish or French. No.
Nah. Like, straight.
Nah, bro. You knew better. Your kids got more in you than you got. Like, stop playing with me. Don't waste your money no more. Tell them to do the same. Like, if they head beat off. Like beads off from water touching it.
Yeah.
It's just full naked. Like you just got to accept that.
Yeah, I feel
it's just the way it is.
I ain't mad at you, dog. I ain't, shit, I hear you.
So, again, just for closing before I move on, is a no for you.
No.
Is a no for you.
I mean, yeah, they're not for me.
Is a, I'm all right.
You haven't seen them shoes? 60-40, 50-50?
It's probably a no for her, too, because it's like it's too many shoes. I mean, too many laces.
Yeah, it's too much going on.
Like, you can match it up. I'm not saying it's like the only thing I like.
They have a sachet to them. Like, you know how your chick.
What the fuck is this? What you mean?
You know, like how your chick, like, she fresh out of the hair salon, and she do the little hair flip. Like, they got a certain, like.
Oh, a bounce? No.
Yeah, they have a bounce to them.
Oh, no. You talking about the toe tip picture sachet flipping? Yeah. Nigga. Yeah, no. Oh, shit. Moving on. Moving
you know how Beyonce was like, tap your week. Like,
yeah, wow. Like,
that part, you know that, it was that. That's one of them.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why he was tiptoeing in that game.
I, for one, hate all of y'all. Just so you know, I hate y'all.
Jones is blown in the wind. Yeah.
So, and one is returning back with the Tai Chi.
Right.
It's going to be $130. I'm excited for this. This shoe to me is. It exemplifies what like the early 2000s was about.
Facts.
Like we had the N1 mixtape.
Yes.
You know, we was out here in the baggy clothes skipping.
Oh my God.
You probably 4X was a baby t-shirts. At the time. 5X t-shirts, 4X.
Like Jabot like, jeans.
Oh,
Pele,
with the straps.
Pele,
My man said Pele Pele.
Like
niggas was wearing N1s to the club.
Niggas was wearing N1s.
Yeah. It was happening. I had a couple pair of N1s. Like, I wore them to my feet stink. Like, you know, like.
Like Jones is musty.
Like, they was all-purpose shoes at one point. Like, my foot was just wet. Like, I got in the car, and my Aunt Avy turned the heat up, and my foot got sweatier. Oh, and it just aromatated
that
throughout
mildew,
the car.
Yeah.
It was like. Who,
I feel you. I ain't mad at you.
Who got their shoes off? My feet looking like goofy feet. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, at that point, everybody, a lot of people was wearing those. Like.
So. Like, it's basically going back to the Tai Chi. Well, it's the two color block. And remember the white and the red, the white and the blue.
White and the blue.
The white and the black. Yeah. They had, like, white and the green. At a certain point, you can go to, like, Foot Action. You see, they be all lined up against the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember that.
So, you go from there, and then you remember where you was at during the time frame of this actual, like, shoe coming out. Like, do you remember where you was at?
2000. Was it 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it 2003?
2002? Who was wearing them at that point?
02.
02, yeah.
I'm going to give you 02, February 12th, 2002, All-Star Game, Slam Dunk Contest. I can paint that picture vividly.
2002. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I just gave you the Slam Dunk Contest.
I remember
Vince
that.
Carter put
I remember everybody.
The Shaq most memorable part about
the
that
camcorder.
Was Shaq with the camcorder with the dunk net on. He just holding it up like.
Right, yeah.
The fuck did I just see?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy McGrady, he had to do the bounce pass on one of them. He had to walk past and see, like, I'm going to help this motherfucker win. And they cousins.
I seen that.
I don't think I got that much love in my heart. I'm a sabotage. I'm
going to
do
sabotage your own people's?
Yeah, I said what I said. A W is a W. Competitive edge. You should have bought Muggsy out. You should have bought somebody.
True.
Could have bought anybody else, but you chose me.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm fucking you up. I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you.
Listen.
You can bet on that.
I got to. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tracy. Piss me off, bro.
Like, do you even remember the shoes from that? Whatchamacallit?
2002 was...
Yeah, T-Mac didn't have them T-Macs.
T-Mac didn't have them T-Macs. The Jordan 9s came out 2002, around that time. 2002. Up-tempos, because I had a pair of up-tempos 2002.
Yep.
2002.
I got one for you in a second.
Damn. What was I rocking in 2002? Oh,
Shit, what was I rocking in 2002? 60, bullshit!
Them dumbass 18s came out 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't like those.
What was it, the cool gray nines that came out
2002? I'm sorry, 2000. I mean 2002.
Oh, 2000. Okay, 2000?
Everything
the cool
was
gray 2000. Nine? I think cool gray nines came
out. Came out 2002, right? 2000, yeah.
I think all is 2000.
Okay, we talking
the
about
slam dunk contest February 12, 2000.
Oh, okay.
All right, where's my camera at?
Right there.
Vince Carter. Okay, listen.
Who remembers that?
2002.
This shit gonna be crazy.
Nike commercial, the shot commercial. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember? Mm-hmm. A boing boing.
Boing.
Yep.
That commercial.
I went to the sneaker store.
But that's 02. Because 2000, he wore the Tai Chis.
No.
Yes, he
did. First Shocks came out 2000,
yes. However,
that was Vince Carter's commercial.
He didn't have one yet. He was in the dunk contest because he was still with Puma.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when was that commercial? 2002?
That was 2002.
Okay, yeah. 2002.
No. You're right. That is still 2000. Hold on. You're right. That is 2000.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you I remember 2000. I know. Because I got, when I was, it was freshman year of high school.
Right.
I drew him dunking with the Thai cheese on. But in the Slam magazine, he had the Shocks in. That was in the joint in, I think it was either April or May.
Okay.
But I remember that.
I might have got that Slam magazine. Because I drew a
Shock right after that.
Damn,
Slam magazines?
I still got my Slam magazines in my sneaker boxes.
How do you still? You can still.
Because.
You still got all your East Bay magazines?
Nah, all of them, but a lot of them, like my Slam magazines from that time. I got them, Jones. Like,
I only got them for the poster. Bro. I used to go to the supermarket and rip the poster out.
I used to rip the pages out and put them
all right, I went to the food. Store, right?
Right.
Because I wanted the Boings. We call them the Boings. Tried them on. Back. My fat ass running up and down the jump. These shits don't fucking boing.
You thought they made the actual noise?
Yeah.
So you
took them shits off, man. So mad as hell.
So you thought the shoes actually made the boing noise?
Yes.
False advertisement. I mean, it is
false advertisement. It is false advertisement.
Honestly, that's up there. All right, cool. I can accept that because it happened to me, but it happened to me with the game Guess Who? Because remember when they
were talking?
And they would talk.
Right.
And they didn't talk.
Oh, you thought the cards talked?
Yeah, the cards talk. I did too. I ain't going
to front. I thought it talked. It lied to me. Yeah. It lied to me.
That's a bad thing.
But during that time frame, the shoes that came out, it was Steve Francis. He had the Reebok black tops on. They redid them.
Okay.
Remember that, Joe?
Yes.
Tracy, I don't think he was with Adidas yet.
No, I don't think he was.
He got the Adidas when he went to Orlando.
We talking about 2000, 2002.
We talking about 2000 because I think that's the joint. That's the All-Star game where Chris Webber had the them spinning niggas.
2000, first retro of the five.
Yeah. Damn.
Fire Red
Like an encyclopedia.
I remember everything from, yeah. Because, you know.
So since you're there, yeah. I have to cut you off, since you're there, do you consider the N1 Tai Chi one of the most significant sneakers ever? Because of what it did? Because how they exploded onto the scene was nothing short of amazing. Because it starts off on a college campus, and then it goes from there to the NBA, to mixtapes, from mixtapes to everybody just wearing them. It literally swept worldwide. You could go to Australia with a pair.
I seen the documentary. They did them dirty too, but
they did. But that's not our fault.
Yeah, I know. I think the mixtape helped the brand. No,
I think Vince helped it more than that.
Vince helped it.
I think he did. Because that right now, you can see that shoe,
you know exactly what, especially a white and red.
Yep, you know exactly what that shit means. Yeah, it's a DeLorean. It's a time machine.
True.
That's how I view that shoe.
Yeah.
I view it as a time machine. I don't view it as anything like, oh, man, I got to hurry up and rush and go get this. I go back like, it's one of the nostalgia. And you're like, damn, mm-hmm. I remember that.
You know,
you know what them shoes mean? It's like Reebok Pump. You remember when D. Brown stopped? Hold on. Pumped him up and then boom. You remember that shit. But that leads to the next question. What are some of the actual most significant sneakers ever? To where you see them and you go, without that, none of this happens.
Those, what you said.
Tai Chis and the Pumps.
I'm going to go. Huarache.
Fab Five?
Yes.
That's fair.
Those.
That's fair. I could take that. What you got?
It was Mike? A new technology.
Yeah, I agree.
What you got?
Phone pauses. That started the whole carbon fiber wave of, you know, like the hyper. Was it the hyper? Not the hyper.
Phone pauses came out in 97, right?
Hold on. 96.
I think it was 96, but.
Yeah.
It was 96. Well, they was doing carbon because the 11s had carbon on the bottom, too.
Cause yeah, they did. That was one of the first shoes they had.
That was one of the first shoes. Yeah. That was a game changer.
But well, the carbon, yeah, because that shit don't.
I mean, as a patent leather.
Yeah, but you know, like to stack patent leather when they just spray it like 10 times.
Oh yeah, fast.
Like, this shit don't. Yeah. You just do that 10 times over. But the fact that they was that innovative to do that was nothing short of like, all right, cool. I can live with this. Like this is the way it's going because once they did the 11s, they did the Damon Stoudemire's. The same way they just—that was actually supposed to be Iverson's shoe. Yeah. We talked about that before.
Crazy,
I know, right?
Crazy.
It's amazing. We learned a lot. Iverson, it's crazy.
Iverson, the questions were 96. 96 was just a great year. I'm sorry.
How could it not? Like, I think I graduated eighth grade.
Yeah.
No, I didn't graduate eighth grade. I graduated fourth grade. Was it fourth grade? It was fourth grade. Yo. Graduated fourth grade. I thought I was going to be somebody.
Yeah. What you wanted to be?
Honestly, to be real, I wanted to be a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I think I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, I wanted to be a Ghostbuster.
That's my sheets and all, dog. Ninja Turtles.
Like, I had the jumpsuit. I had the jumpsuit with my name on it and the plastic proton pack mm-hmm. with the trap with the little house.
Yeah,
you had all that shit. Throwing it on, yep, step down. Crazy. And if you had to step down hard because it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That's why, the fact that y'all did that in sync was kind of.
Just telling.
I remember.
I'm just telling you. You know what I'm talking about. I had the little yellow cord to it. That was the shit.
Yeah, I had
my Tim's on.
Didn't it make noise too when you didn't make like the
gun? They're just like.
It just opened up. It was like,
oh yeah.
But the gun was like, zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz. That was my shit.
That was a game. That's a game changer for toys.
Bring back, hey, yo, bring back Ecto Cooler.
Bro, what?
Bring it back.
That green?
We need that.
Oh my gosh.
We need that.
Bro.
Bring back Ecto Cooler.
ASAP.
Y'all drawling. Who told y'all to take that away from us? You put it in cans. Don't do that. Put it
in boxes. We need the box.
We need the box.
We need the box.
Pause on it.
We did basketball shoes. How about the most significant shoes, like, period? Just
period.
Yeah.
Damn. He said the 11s with the carbon fiber, just based off of that. Personally, I think the Jordan 8 is probably the most creative shoe made.
I'm not mad at that.
In this aspect, nobody was taking extra, I'd say it this way, it's going to sound so fucked up, pause, extra straps and just like, and putting like straps on to cross them over it, because those straps are very much useless. On the shoe,
yeah.
It just is for aesthetic purposes only. But
because Air Raid came out first, though
it did. But I'm just saying, he did it with just full leather. Air Raid did it with just and Air Raids was just for outside play. Anyway.
Oh yeah, all day. Yeah.
So that right there was just enough to go like, yo.
Not also that too, but also the terry cloth on the tongue,
yeah,
for the Jordan sign.
Oh hell yeah,
multicolored terry cloth. Nobody did anything.
Nobody did that. No.
So that's a fair assessment. In that,
the attention
in that
and detail to that, yeah, that true. Sneaker is that very.
I think that was
other, yeah,
because it's not just like a straight lace up. It's like,
it's like a bulletproof vest kind of.
Yeah. who wouldn't want extra fabric in their shoe?
Right.
Oh my.
I got more fabric in my shoe.
Yeah. Extra 10 pounds.
Your mom ain't get you no more fabric in your shoe. Ah, you broke ass mom. You poor as shit. You ain't got no more fabric in your shoe. That's funny as shit. Speaking of new fabric in the shoe, Nike CEO Elliott Hill, he is back now. He literally came back to Nike. And I'm excited for it because he's bringing a bunch of changes. I know I'm not looking up at the screen, so I'm going to probably do that again. Hold on. Nike has a new CEO. What's his name, Mike?
The CEO?
The old CEO.
Jeffrey Donahue.
Jeff Donahue. So Nike has a new CEO. Jeffrey Donahue is out. And now we have Elliott Hill. Right. Elliott Hill. Just to give you a quick background, he's got a degree in kinesiology, a master's.
John Donahue.
John, don't make a fuck. He going anyway. Yeah. Should be going because he was trash. It's sort of like the Cowboys coach. I ain't even a Cowboys fan and I want Bull going.
Can I ask this question?
Go ahead.
The job of a CEO, does he oversee any products or even advertising or marketing or what is their job?
So I'm going to tackle that in 2 seconds.
All right, my bad.
So, no, you're bad, you're good. You put you on the right track. So, like I said, he's got his bachelor's in kinesiology. He's got his master's in sales administration from the Ohio University. He also was the athletic trainer for the Dallas Cowboys, so that you know he's really focused in on, you know, health and fitness and all other good shit. He then, like, interned for Swoosh Life. He basically been Nike his whole life. He been there up to like what to the year 2000 where he in 2000 sorry he left in 2000 two, up to 2000 2006 he was up there doing started EMEA. I don't know what that shit stands for, but I'll figure that shit out. Yeah. Might take that out. Intern for sales, then did sales management, left, then came back and worked his way up the company all the way up till 2018 to where they gave Donahue the job first, because it was him and Donahue campaigning for the job of CEO, and they chose wrong, clearly.
Right.
They chose wrong because Nike sales started going to the shitter. So with him, he comes back and everything starts turning around. I'm not saying just the sales. I'm saying the ideology behind Nike as we know it. It's not just going to be – it's not going back to the old ways of – not the old ways, the new old ways where you can do your Zoom meetings and shit like that, where they don't have no campaign. He was there for all of that.
Right, right.
Like, he's responsible for, like, Nike's $39 billion. I'm not saying he did it all himself. He's right. He put time and effort into getting $39 billion to Nike.
I got you.
He's a reason for that. So when you ask that question, is it a job of a CEO to you know, oversee marketing, oversee design? Yeah, it is. That's your fucking job. As a general manager of a team or of a company, it is your job to make sure this team functions and goes and trends in the right direction. I'm not saying there's no reason why New Balance and Adidas should be up your ass the way they are right now, but you should not be losing as nearly as much money as they have. If I get you $39 million and I leave you at $39 million and I gotta fire you and I still got $39 million, that means you fucking up somewhere. So for them to step aside, because you know it really wasn't no forced step aside. It was like, yo, bro, you either leave or we can make you leave. That's what I think it really was.
Yeah.
But to see, you know, Elliot come in, I'm looking at this like this is a big move. Obviously, if like I said, you're asking me like what this does for Nike, I'll tell you exactly what it does for Nike. It makes people want to come back because again, Donahue was holding the wrong people responsible for the downfall of Nike. So right. It was like they were just taking. He was blaming it on Zoom meetings. He was blaming a lack of innovation because they wasn't in the office. Meanwhile, they was back in the office like 8 months before he was supposed to be back in the office and still said, well, you guys are still working from home. So, no, nobody was working from home, bro.
Right.
Y'all just didn't have shit going. You ain't want to spend no money. That's all it was. So now Elliot comes in. Yeah. Mr. Hill comes in. I am expecting dramatic change. Gotcha. I'm expecting the campaigns to come back. I'm not saying he didn't. He had something. Because for the Olympics – What was the campaign for the Olympics?
Was it 2018?
No, this one. This one passed. I think it was I'm not a loser or something like that.
It might have been
because it was KD. He was like, I'm not here for the gold, some bullshit like that. But yeah. The campaign worked. Nike thrives off of campaigns.
They did the women's basketball campaign too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. They did all that. So I think Elliot is bringing that back because right along with him, he's bringing some old familiar faces that pushed a lot of Nike out this damn door. Facts. Like, and had us on the edge of our seats going, what's next?
Right.
I'm looking for that. What are you seeing for that? Do you see it like as this as a good sign for Nike?
Yes, because some familiar faces are coming back.
Okay, so is it just based off the familiar faces coming back, or is it just based off of is the ain't got no choice? You already at the bottom, got to make your way back.
Oh
up.
Yeah, it's well, your back is not against the wall. Being at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up.
Right.
So.
Okay, where you at? Where you at?
I think it's still yet to be seen. I agree with Wes as far as like the familiar faces coming back. He does have a lot of like the old designers that were from previous Nike, previous John Donahue that we all love. That we hold near and dear.
I think the laziness will stop.
Right. I think the laziness will definitely stop.
It has to.
Yeah, it has to.
Because
honestly think Nike's tired of getting their ass kicked.
I think they are. That's what I'm saying. Is it laziness or was Yeezy fucking everybody up?
I think it was laziness. Because, like, you saw what they were doing. It was no reason for Nike, Air Max 1, Air Max Days, the blue ones, to not come out immediately after the first ones. I'm talking about with the
lime green bottom. Yeah, lime green bottom.
They should have been dead. We was waiting on that for so goddamn long. And they kept their hands on a bunch of shit.
I know.
So to watch them, like, crawl their way back, like, oh, we're going to do this, that's why they dropping so many of the, like, old shits now. Like I said in a previous episode, well, they dropping it for the new generation.
Yeah.
Like, and that's another topic. It is another sub. We'll definitely tackle that in a minute. But I said the new generation never had undefeated fours. So for people like us, we're looking like, yo, we got to get a pair. Yeah. But But in all actuality, we don't really need them because we had the original originals.
Right.
Right. So for us to have the original originals is like that time machine moment. Remember what I just said? Mm-hmm. Is the same exact thing. It's just a time machine.
That's all it is.
So for us, it's like, cool. For them, they're getting it. But I'm like, y'all are being lazy. Y'all could have did something like this a long time ago.
Right.
That's all. And then now you, like, in the beginning phases of it, you had all these designers and collaborators that was really doing good shit. Y'all just pushed them to the side like, we don't really need you. That was leading to my previous question. Is it the artist or is it the brand? And I'd said it's the brand. Brand makes the artist.
Brand makes the artist.
But in previous conversations, it was said to me that the artist makes the brand. But then, no, I actually said the other way around. I said the artist, the brand. Whatever. Somebody will fact check it. But I can see it doing well.
Right. If the brand is not behind the artist.
What do you got? I think Hill can be the savior. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm with it.
Yeah. I think you can do that.
Especially the direction's going on right now.
Because he looking at him, and I pull the picture up when you get the chance. He just looked like a happy dude. He like a dude that you like he'll come to your house with his own bowl of salad.
With the raisins in it?
No, he might not have no raisins. He probably like this. Who does that?
That's
like,
true, yeah.
Like, he the dude that, like, if you offer him raisinets, he'd be like, who the fuck wants fruit with their candy? Like, nobody want to be. He just looked like a jovial wolf. So I think, personally, I like this move. I love it. I'm for it.
I love it.
Keep it going. Mike, you like it? You love it?
I like it.
My God. All right. Which leads to my next part of that question. Surprisingly enough, Nikes are still number one amongst Gen Z. You know why, though?
Why? Please tell me.
Sweatpants?
Tech suits? Tech.
Motherfuckers is rocking tech suits left and right.
It's that time. It's tech suit weather.
It's tech suit season.
Yeah.
My son just asked me, yo, dad, tech sweatsuit?
Yep. With the tech?
Yep. I looked at him. Yep.
Yep.
He was like, what are we getting for shoes? He was like, we'll figure it out, but I'm going to need that sweatsuit. So we're going to get that sweatsuit.
Yeah. Some Nike boots?
No. I can't Wale him just yet. He got to earn that. He had a bad game last week. He got to get his shit together.
I got you. I feel
gave
you.
Him a whole touchdown. I ain't forgetting that. Whole touchdown.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be shutting it down at all costs. So the real question is, why do you think Nike still resonates with Gen Z outside of the sweatsuits? Like, do you think it's just that? Do you think it's just the clothing, the apparel? I don't think. You think they want to know, like, the history? They want a piece of the history we had? Because, like, nobody's wearing Undefeated for real. I'm not saying they're not doing nothing. Like, but when the last time you said, yo, I got to go get this shit from Undefeated?
Oh.
Like, the only thing I got from Undefeated now is the Beats pill. I bought that a long time ago. That joint's still been on.
I like them patent leather. Air
Force. Now, they came out with Golf Club caps. I put them on my clubs.
Yeah.
That don't sound right.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Nah, I'm going to rock out with it. I put it on my club. But I think they still resonate just off of the simple fact of just the nostalgia behind it.
Yeah.
Like, we just was talking earlier today about the Vomero 5s, and y'all couldn't believe that them shits was that comfortable.
But I was actually going to mention that. I mean, you got the dad shoes. They bring out the Vomero.
They bring out the crazy dad shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, you got the Monarchs and stuff.
And obviously the Dunk. The Monarchs, yeah.
But the Dunk. No, the okay. So that did it right there. The Monarchs. You just said it. No.
The Dunk.
There you go.
The Dunks, yeah.
They replayed them pandas left and
bro,
right.
Bro, they're coming back out.
Oh, my God.
For the sixth time in 2025,
here's the thing. Here's my. I'm not a panda hater.
Me neither.
Like, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, dirty girl shoe now.
With pandas is like they basically just the black and white Air Force ones.
That's all.
Like everybody just has a sneaker.
Wanted a pair for a long. Then soon as we seen after the third Asian time joint in them, it was like that's good. A nizzle.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, to us it's oversaturated.
I'm mad. I said fat Asian. I didn't mean to say that, but. Yeah. That's the first thing that I came to mind.
It's just for
I think people get what you
for the sneakerhead like us. It just the individuality kind of y'all are so stupid.
My bad.
Y'all are so stupid.
Oh shit! I said what I said.
Yeah.
I own it.
Yeah,
I gotta own it. I said it. My bad.
Hey, I ain't.
It's cool. Yeah, I've said worse.
It's all love.
Have I? Hey, I say worse. Yeah, I say worse. I think I say worse.
Say worse, man.
But yeah, I think it's just, it resonates with them because of that. The Nike Dunk Pandas. They always looking for those Air True. Force Ones. Like, they still wearing them. They be wearing them to they beat. Like,
yeah, I think that's the new trend. Like, a beat pair of Forces.
A beat pair of Forces.
Like, bruh, it's like.
Like, you know you can't go in, like, a shoe store still to this day and get a pair of black Air Forces without showing your ID, right? You got to give it up. You can't do it. Like,
right.
It's something different. Like my son, he plays football. He plays corner. He got all black gloves. All black shoes.
Yeah.
They do not throw to the side of the field. Try them if you want to. He that bull. Yeah. I'm like, he just out there in Forces. I'm like, they not even Forces. He just, we just colored them. We got some Jordans and colored them all in black, bro. He don't even know. Like, once we did that and let him on the field, it's like, go ahead, man, terrorize. Who you going to terrorize? He just be out there stomping around like, go ahead. Throw on that side if you want to. No, the kid going to be missing a helmet. It's going to be out of pocket.
Hell yeah.
So, who do you think is close to catching up to Nike? Anybody? Like, you got anybody that's, like, really catching up?
Said. I mean, Nike is still in the lead. Like,
it got a still comfortable grip, but they still fall back. Second, who do you think is second, though? Who's, balance. Like, legit second? Like, we know who's second, for real, financial and PPF.
New Balance is always going to be, like.
But Adidas. Them Sambas? Mm. Motherfuckers is losing their mind over Sambas.
Yeah, I see a lot of people wearing Sambas.
Gazelles, too.
And the Gazelles, like, the
what's the dude name?
The Bad Bunny?
Yeah, Bad Bunny joints.
Them dang. I'm going to get you a pair.
I got on Gazelles right now. Right? Yeah, you got on Gazelles right now.
The campuses.
The campuses.
Oh, campuses? Oh.
Oh, she ain't going to let you
disrespect her. She knew. She
already knew. She was like,
she bought them. I mean,
she was like, bitch, these is campuses. Okay?
These is campuses.
You lost your fucking mind. Right. I do got some Sambas, but these is campuses. I got a little height on. Lose yourself if you want to.
So like this. I ain't mad at you, though.
But them Bad Bunnies, like, the both of them, the white ones and the blue ones, like them.
I like them.
I like them.
I came.
I did. Then I put them on my top.
I like them.
My quarter review.
Yeah,
I like them.
They're cool.
They are, what?
They
that
fire.
Blue. That blue that, cute as yeah. shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I put them on. I fangirl from time to time.
Yeah. Yo, this.
I don't care. I'm like,
no, I ain't feel.
All time. You know what it is.
In the mirror.
Wet. Bitch, wet. Say what? Say hi. Bad buddies. My shits. No, but I do like them, though. I do like them. All jokes aside. Like,
yeah.
I like them. I want to get them for my daughter, but I know she's going to destroy them. She's starting to get into the sneaker game. Like, my boy's legit, but my daughter, like, she likes track shoes, and so Vomeros are her shits. She got the gold and white ones. She got some black and white ones. And
how many colors of them joints they got?
Every color. Buffet, yeah, they got them.
The Team USA ones, I didn't get them because I try to stay away from USA shoes outside of Olympic Jordans. I can't do that. I have to be respectful.
It's crazy.
Which leads to the problem with collecting big question. It's the debate. Y'all ready for this shit? Is sneaker collecting a mental illness? Like, can it be considered a mental illness? Like, and I have a question. If your boyfriend, he a sneaker person, he collects sneaks. Okay, but if he did and he had like 200 pair of shoes, you think that's a problem? What if he had to buy one like every time it came out? Is that a problem?
And what's your answer? What's your answer would be if he has like over 100 pairs of shoes?
You better not say he got 2 feet.
Yup, that's what I want. That's what I want her to say. Is that what you gonna say?
That's wild. I don't
know. It fills a void. Buying shoes fills a void.
All right. So, what do you think? Do you think it's a mental illness?
Yeah, probably.
Is it mental illness? Because in my opinion. And Uncle Mike, you can help me out with this one. There's a fine line between
obsession and illness. It's like a gooch space between it. Gooch.
No, I don't know cut hair. Oh, okay. Gooch space. Like, I gave you this wide.
I gave you
a Bible space wide. Yeah. Like, is that, but it's still a space nonetheless. So do you think, like, because here's why I say it's that way, because with a mental illness, like, you got to keep doing it. It's repetitive at that point, right? Mm-hmm. But it has no end to it. With an obsession,
yeah,
like it still has no end to it, but there's a break in between mm-hmm. that. Like you can. It's like, you know, like, yo, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with feet. I can't help it. I just love me some feet. But if I'm not going outside, like, hey, girl, take your shoes off. Let me look at your feet.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not walking past a shoe store or walking past like a restaurant and I see some lady in sandals. Like, ooh, girl.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Like that's a sickness.
Yeah, that's a sickness.
But you're right. It still scratches an itch. It does all that. So that's why we buy the shoes. But do you think it's a legit mental illness? I think it's not. I don't think it's a mental illness. I think it can be because, again, my last part, and this is just my case in point, mm-hmm. hoarding is a mental illness because you're collecting shit with no ends and absolutely no goal in mind.
Hoarding with an intent to wear, but you don't wear it. That's a sickness, an illness. Hoarding to a point that you intend to wear it.
You got a nut to it because I thought you said whoring.
Yeah, I mean, you whoring are whoring
with an intent to wear it.
We do whore over shoes.
I don't turn trick for sneaks. No. You turn tricks for sneaks.
No, but you can't necessarily say that because you have comic book collectors that will never turn the pages of a comic book. So
that's true. You're right.
But they're not enjoying it. You're not enjoying it. So
that's different variables.
That's an obsession. Mm. It's a different lane because obviously there's different lanes and obsessions. But that's you collecting because you're looking at the value behind it. Mm. I don't think there are some people that buy sneaks with the intent to collect based off the value that's set behind it. You know, for the future, whatever it is. But there are some people that be like, "Yo, I can't help this shit." I gotta buy a new shoe, like new sneak every week. That's why your algorithm be all fucked up when you go on the sneakers app and then you try to get the Jordans the one time and you ain't been on that app in like 3 months. Meanwhile, the dude has been buying like 40 pairs of shoes in a month. He getting everything because his buy ratio was higher.
Mm. Yeah.
I said that right. Oh, shit.
Buy ratio? Damn. Man. Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So again, do you think it's a mental illness?
People with mental illness don't accept the fact that they have a mental illness, so it might be.
Oh, man, that's the definition of insanity.
I think.
Cool. Oh, my bad. Well, I'm insane, too.
It's cool. You can be insane.
I think it's a caveat that feeds into people who have a mental illness.
All right.
As anything else. Anything as far as collecting goes can do that. But as far as, like I said, like, if you... It's just that hit of dopamine that people need sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, my table lights, drop a comment below if you think collecting sneaks or, you know, sneaker collecting is a mental illness or is not. Just drop it below in the comments below. We'll get right back to you. You know how we do this. This has been helpful.
That's crazy.
Wes, y'all. That's my fucking guy. I love him.
West Side?
West Side, West. You ain't from North?
West Side guy.
Hell no, I'm from the county.
You from the county? What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All day.
That's wild.
From the county.
It would have been decent if you was from West Philly and your mom named you West.
Everywhere. Yeah, but like, yeah, originally from the county, though.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to receive you right now.
I know.
I'm alive to say you from West Philly. West, y'all. But Uncle Mike, before we get out of here, I'm gonna need something. I ain't heard from you in a minute.
Oh yeah, Wu-Tang is for the children, but Wu-Tang Dunks are for the collectors. Right there.
That's wild. Right. I didn't even
put it down.
Yo, I'm gonna be real.
Right there.
I forgot. I forgot he was up there, and that's definitely gonna be a T-shirt.
Put him on the camera. Put him right on the camera.
Right, I love there. When you do that.
It's gonna be crazy. I don't even. How the fuck do I end with that? All right, from my table to your table, this is the soul table.